Next Wednesday, the Hillsborough County Commission will deal with a garbage hauling issue that could affect how much county residents end up paying for curbside pickups. Since 1996, the county has contracted with three major companies to pick up garbage. In exchange for providing that service for a relatively low fee, those companies have exclusive rights to haul construction debris and non-processable waste throughout the county. But there are now a number of small businesses throughout the county who say that's unfair. Dan Jenkins is with Grapple Hook Marketing, which represents the Tampa Bay Truck Center.
If you were to do construction, you had debris and you need it removed, you either have to self-haul it or call one of the franchise haulers, which is Waste Management. If you decide to call an independent hauler, a lot of them have been cited for code enforcement or code violation and been sent up to the code enforcement board.
Waste Management of Florida is one of the so-called big three that have the exclusive contract with the county. The others are Waste Services of Florida and Republic Services of Florida. Jenkins says there are actually two groups of people adversely affected by the county's exclusive contract with the big three: people who haul and the people who ask them to. That's why he says organizations like the Tampa Bay Home Builders Association are supportive of breaking the monopoly in the county.
They have a schedule to keep. They have to, for safety reasons, they have to remove debris. It's blocking the job. So they'd like to call Joe's Hauler or Mike's Hauling or Southwest Hauling or whatever and get it done on Tuesday. Oh, no, 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 no. You have to call Waste Management and get on their schedule. So that's a big issue. So the people that actually pay haulers to remove are an equal part of this.
Tampa attorney Steve Anderson is representing Waste Services in the dispute. He says the county residents are currently paying extremely low rates for their garbage pickup.
The pickup of solid waste in this county was competitively bid. It was a nationwide bid. A lot of haulers from all over the country bid on it. And the county, as a result, obtained a long-term commitment for the absolute lowest residential garbage rates in the state of Florida. I mean, they are phenomenally low. The rates in Hillsborough County right now for pickup are less than $9 per month per household. The same service in the city of Tampa is $25 a month.
And Anderson says that it's patently unfair for these so-called rogue haulers to undercut the big three garbage haulers because they're not contracted to do regular garbage pickups.
Allowing these other large rogue haulers to come in and compete literally destroys the basis of our contract with the county, which is we will give you the lowest possible rates for curbside pickup in exchange for our ability to compete for commercial pickup. Now, these rogue haulers come in from outside the county, and they go to the commercial accounts and offer them low rates. And how do they do that? They do that because they don't have to pick up curbside residential. They don't have to have the same safety standards we do, the same employee benefits. They don't have to meet the 60 pages of standards that we do.
But while Dan Jenkins from Grapple Hook Marketing concedes the garbage collection rates for Hillsborough residents are cheap compared to what Tampa pays, he says they're not that cheap when compared on a regional basis.
If you do research, which I have, to comparable counties in Georgia, North Carolina, and Florida, their rates aren't any lower.
Earlier this year, one of the smaller hauling companies, Creative Concrete, sued Hillsborough County after being cited for illegal operations. A judge ruled in their favor. That led to Hillsborough County attorneys asking the county commission to make their ordinance on garbage hauling more explicit. But those negotiations are not going well. Attorneys from both groups will go before the board next week to present their common interests and points of divergence. Dan Jenkins from Grapple Hook Marketing says he doesn't like some of the language being prepared. For example, he cites a provision that says that people who do construction cleanup only do so after the job is done.
So let's say you're building an apartment complex or a home, and you're making trash the whole time, you know, ripping out rugs and wood floors and tree limbs and dirt. The way it's written, construction cleanup companies cannot come in until the very end, okay? By that time, the waste is minimal. So Waste Management would like to have the exclusive hauling rights during construction.
Attorney Steve Anderson says that his client really shouldn't be part of the negotiations, but is doing so in good faith.
It is only the county's ordinance that's at issue, and the county's trying to strengthen this ordinance so that it can enforce our contract. So we really, this is really a county problem and an issue between the county and these rogue haulers. The county asked us if we would make some accommodations so that the mom and pops could continue to operate. We agreed to do that, and we've had several meetings with some of the small haulers trying to find a way, and we have, in fact, accommodated them in many instances